This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know what Numbers says? It says this: God turned the curses into blessings. I love that. God turned the curses into blessings. Could it be? Is it possible that God could take some of the curses in your life and turn them into blessings if you realize that you are but what you are by the grace of God, and it's God's grace at work in you and through you? I think it can change your outlook on everything, change your outlook on life in general. Part of it is gratitude, developing a spirit of gratitude. What do I mean by that? Some of you remember an old name from history, Oliver Wendell Holmes. He said that if you were to give me a dish of sand and tell me that there were particles of iron in the sand, I might look at them with my eyes and search for them with my fingers, but unable to detect them. But he says, give me a magnet and let me sweep through the sand, and how it would draw to itself the most invisible particles by the mere power of attraction. The unthankful or the ungrateful heart, like the finger in the sand, discovers no grace, no mercy. But let the thankful heart sweep through the day as the magnet finds the iron, so it will find in every hour some blessing, some mercy, some grace at the hand of God. I love that idea. The gratitude is the magnet that we sweep through our lives and say, oh, there's a blessing there. And God turned that curse into a blessing, and I'm able to see the gift in the wound there. And some negative things have happened to me, but you see, the magnet of gratitude and a grateful heart is able to pick up things that we would not normally see. Toscanini was one of the great conductors and interpreters of music in his day. He was preparing an orchestra to play the music of Beethoven. And so he's talking with them and prepping them for their concert that they're going to do on Friday night of this symphony by Beethoven. And in his preparation, he says this: ladies and gentlemen, I am nothing. I'm nothing. You, nothing. You are nothing. Beethoven is everything. Beethoven is everything. He knew that his duty as an orchestra leader, symphony leader, was not to draw attention to himself. It wasn't to draw attention to the orchestra playing the music. His purpose or duty was to attract attention to the music that Beethoven wrote. What would happen if you realized in your life your purpose in life is to draw attention to Christ? And everything that happens in your life is to bring glory to Christ. And there's a wound in my life that's going to bring glory to Christ. There's a problem I've had 20 years. Going to bring glory to Christ with it. That God uses the things in our life to bless us and to bless other people. I read something this week that had a profound impact on me. You can just read an article and say, man, that really made me think. An author said this, that so many people in life have no idea that they are in the fourth quarter of their life. You can be in your 20s and be in the fourth quarter of your life. You just don't know it. You can be in your 30s or 40s and be in the fourth quarter of your life. You just don't know it. You can be in your 50s and 60s and be in the fourth quarter of your life. And he made this point. He said, have you ever known a football game to be won or lost in the fourth quarter? Sure you have. Many times. Well, I'm not sure what quarter your life is in or what quarter my life is in. We may be at the two-minute warning, and I'll talk about that tomorrow. On Cross Hope, I just know this, that we are all recipients of the grace of God. Everything that we have, everything that we are, comes by His hand or through His grace. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Our message concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.